Do you remember this song and this guy?
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high.
That's Afro Man.
You may 26 years ago.
26 okay. years. Yeah. Came out in 2000.
2000.
Now, by 2001, we all probably thought, well, we'll never hear from that guy again.
Yeah.
No offense to him, but that has all of the trademarks of a one-hit wonder, right?
A novelty song.
He may have had lots of other success. I don't know. It's been off my radar. But what we're about to talk about, there may be plenty of you have been following along with this, and I could see why if you were, but it turns out it was new to me, and when I mentioned it to all of you, it seems like it's new to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You may remember the beginning. Let's start with where this current Afro Man chapter began. This is a news story about the incident that has led us to where we are.
Okay.
Should have freedom of speech. I should be allowed to sing about my life. And police officers that violate my home, steal my money, should not be allowed to sue me.
In August of 2020.
Okay, so that's, just so you know, that's Afro Man. Wearing the most patriotic suit in the history of suits. Like Uncle Sam would look at him and go, that's a little too many flags.
Yeah.
The entire suit is made of American flags. The tie is American flags. He's wearing sunglasses that are mirrored with American flags.
It's actually quite amazing.
Yes.
He looks amazing.
He looks like he should be the Grand Marshal of a 4th of July parade.
Yes.
Well, you'll also quickly find out that I think that's the only clothing he owns.
Does seem like it.
August of 2022, Adams County deputies raided the home of Joseph Foreman, better known as the rapper Afro Man. They had a search warrant tied to an investigation into possible drugs and kidnapping victims.
They didn't charge me for any crimes. They didn't find no large amounts of marijuana or whatever narcotic they were saying. They didn't find any kidnapping victims.
Afro Man was never charged with a crime after the raid. Deputies seized thousands of dollars in cash that was later returned, but Afro Man says about $400 was never recovered. The raid also left damage throughout his home, and he says the department told him it was not responsible for paying for the repairs.
Okay. I don't blame him for being very frustrated by that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I think any of us would be.
Yeah.
The guy started laughing and waddling his head. He goes, we're not required to do that. And they were unapologetic.
They're not required to pay for the damage that they've caused.
Okay, yeah. I know that's true, but you could be. I know the county doesn't allow us to take care of that. I understand your frustration, but I also believe him when they said we don't have to do that at all.
Yeah, there's no way that I would be okay with that response.
I wouldn't be okay with it, but at least you could say that's rules.
Afro Man used his own security footage from the raids in a music video to make money to pay for the damages sustained to his home.
I got freedom of speech, and then I used my personal life to write my music. I was going to clean my room, but then I got high. Will you help me with that?
I used my personal life.
I didn't think he would use that as an example. True.
It's his best example.
Yeah, it's his truth.
I also love that he has French tips on his nails.
Does he?
That's what it looks like. He looks like a middle school girl.
Will you help me repair my gate? Will you help me repair my door? I'm singing about what actually happened to me.
Deputies who appear in the video are now suing the rapper for the damages caused by their faces being in the videos.
So he actually took security camera footage, put it in his video. He used other news clips, put it in his video.
Hey, we raid your house. We steal your money. We disconnect your cameras. Now we need to sue you for saying something about it.
Afro Man filed a countersuit for the damages to his home, and Judge Jonathan Hines dismissed those charges in February.
They dismissed all of my claims with the click of a mouse in some little office somewhere without a hearing.
Afro Man believes this lawsuit violates his free speech rights as an American and as a working artist in the United States.
As a working rapper that raps for a living and pays taxes to America with rap money, I need raw materials. Raw materials is my life experience.
Okay. I don't know legally how this is going to work out for him. But I do think he's kicking the hell out of them in public opinion. Mm-hmm. Because who could blame him for wanting to do that? Right?
Yeah,
they came to his home. It's in his home.
Well, yeah, you're damn right. If police showed up at my house telling me that they had suspicion that I was, you know, holding on to pounds and pounds and pounds of drugs, like other
victims.
Narcotics and trafficking people.
Yeah.
And then they don't find anything and they damage it. With this job, you damn right I'd talk about that in around the room a couple times.
And I would show that video.
Hell yeah.
Yes, I would.
Hell yeah. Okay. Especially I got a front porch camera. If it caught anything like that, I would absolutely share it.
So do you guys want to see the music video that he put out?
The one that got him sued.
Okay, his footage from his kitchen.
By the way, how many people you think would have seen this if they didn't sue?
I mean, certainly almost none. It's Afro Man.
We would have never heard about it.
Hadn't heard of it. Hadn't even heard about this single.
Okay. You're going to like it.
He's he looks like he's walking around one of those parks where you can stop and measure your heart rate and you do a few pull-ups.
Yeah.
Wearing the same America suit.
Great place to walk the dog.
Afro Man will bring it to ya. Afro Man is gonna do ya. Afro Man is gonna screw ya. My proof's on the internet.
It is catchy.
Brian Newlin is a flag. William is a pedophile. If I'm folks the truth, how come I have to go to trial? Newlin sexting kids, that's true. Now he's
He's showing news stories.
Okay, this is what he's saying is true.
I mean, it appears so.
Yeah. I mean, the one guy's in an orange jumpsuit that he said was a pedophile.
And how is he getting sued for making this a music video if it was on the news? Are they also suing the news? I don't.
He's not done.
All right.
Newlin sexting kids, that's true. Now he's stealing my money too. My proof's on the internet. Afro Man will bring it to ya. Afro Man is gonna do ya.
It's gonna do ya because he's
Afro Man is gonna screw ya. My proof's on the internet.
Boy, having
this is the most patriotic I've been in months.
And I love how it zoomed out so we really get the full experience of viewing that suit. It's so nice.
It is.
It's remarkable.
All right, second verse.
Tasha Chamblin is a confidential informant. Roy Gabbard is the judge that signs fictitious warrant. This whole situation is totally their fault. Don't rape me, don't get videoed and caught. Afro Man will bring it to ya. Afro Man is gonna do.
So he's winning.
He's bringing receipts.
Afro Man is gonna screw ya. My proof's on the internet.
Seems like this one department might have some issues.
Prosecutor Dave.
Oh, well, no, we've got to hear this.
I just want to give you some context. Listeners are sending in. This is the greatest reincarnation of Apollo Creed I've ever seen. The judge's wife was apparently a distant cousin to the sheriff. So that could be a conflict of interest. Seems like it.
Okay.
It says by the sheriff's own paperwork, they stole some of his money and shut off his security cameras so they could continue to do what they wanted to do to the house without a recording. And then somebody else adds, the police should have no reasonable expectations of privacy after they enter your home.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. All right.
Prosecutor David Kelly turned to jelly when they fell. Coward ran to Arizona so he wouldn't catch the hell. Kimmy tried to dodge us. Rogers tried to retire and dip like a rat leaving a sinking ship.
Good use of AI.
Oh my God,
I love the sheriff AI. With a rat tail jumping on a box.
Afro Man will bring it to ya. Afro Man is gonna do.
And he's still walking through the park, getting his steps in.
Yeah. At the Shed District in Kokomo.
Oh, wow. They finally panned out enough for you to see his shoes, too. Those are also American flags.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they be?
What'd you expect?
Nah, I don't know.
My proof's on the internet.
All you crooked cops in the world that's doing wrong, you better stop, you crooked cop, before I put you in a song. Make your family and your friends laugh out loud and sing along. My proof's on the internet. Afro Man will bring it to ya.
He's got footage from all of their depositions where they're sighing and looking defeated.
Oh my God.
Afro Man is gonna screw ya. The proof's on the internet.
Amazing.
Honestly, right? Oh, is that God. Not yeah. awesome?
You're
so
right.
Good.
Like, he's like Apollo Creed and Daryl from The Office.
Imagine. Imagine being the judge when you have to go to court and that starts playing in your courtroom.
And it's about you. And well, it's not about you. But
well, it's about like the system that you obviously work for, but you have to hold a straight face the whole time. If I was a judge, I'd be like, oh, that was great.
If you think that that was an earworm, wait until the second song that he released.
There's
another one.
So, I limited myself to 5 clips because we're in day 3 of the trial now.
Oh my God. Let's go for it.
All right. So next.
Nope. We got to wait till the next one.
Oh my
gosh. Because in the next one, they tried to get him in court. Well, why'd you bring the news when you went to pick up your money?
Oh boy.
And then he's got a couple more songs. And then one of the policemen on the stand is talking about why this is causing him so much heartache.
Oh, yes.